We want to thank you for tuning in to the goodnewsjesuschrist.org. I'm Martin Williams. Today I'm going to be answering the question of how many books are in the Bible. And the New Testament and then the Old Testament complete is a total of 66 books. In the Old Testament, you have 39, and in the New Testament, you have 27. And those Old Testament scriptures or books are in four categories, and the New Testament books are in four categories as well, including the Apocrypha is one of those categories, so which is a book of Revelation. If you look at the obviously two different canons. There was a Jewish canon before we got the Bible that we have now, which only had 22 or 24 books in it, but a lot of those books were compiled together of the major and the minor prophets. But what happened in the actual canon that we look at now is there was a separation of those prophetical books to where each prophet was listed as its own actual Old Testament book and described as the major and minor prophets. So if you look at history, you'll see that before they concluded in the council on this actual canon, that was what the actual Old Testament canon looked like. Now, in between the Old Testament and New Testament, there was 400 years of silence, and that's not believed to be inspired time. Because the last prophetic word was given in the book of Malachi concerning Elijah to come, and there was no more word from God until Jesus Christ came. So in the New Testament, that's whenever we see God moving through John the Baptist and then Jesus. And then we start to see God fulfilling his prophetic word in John the Baptist from Malachi. And that period in between, though, that 400 years of silence, is where you'll see that the Catholics have some extra epistles in their actual canon. And those are epistles that talk about history during that time of silence, that 400 years in between the Old Testament and New Testament. Those are not in the New Testament, in the regular Bible canon that non-denominational people use, so to speak, or people who are born again because they are considered the years of silence where God wasn't speaking. So that's why the Catholics have those books, and that's why they're not in the canon that we use. So I hope that this gives you a little insight on how many books there are in the Bible and, you know, the variations there. And I'm Martin Williams with the Good News of Jesus Christ.org.